Welcome to our new podcast series, Above the Clouds. We will discuss here each Sunday morning essential teachings from the Bhagavatam that contain principles that we can immediately apply in our life and in this way lead a Bhagavatam-inspired life. Today we have chosen a text from the fifth canto, chapter 19, text 24, which informs us about three essential points that we can import into our lives and then see that we lead a spiritually inspired life. I'm quoting, "An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even if that be in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there, if there are not devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna to satisfy the Lord." In the purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks about this ideal place, and he gives a very surprising point. He says, "The Krishna consciousness movement has established its center in Mayapur, the birth site of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give people the great opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtan Yajna, as recommended herein, and to distribute prasad. This is the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement." I'm happy that we can deal with this point right at the beginning of our series. Here's a statement. It seems to say, go to Sridham Mayapur. But is that really what the Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada have in mind? When you read the Bhagavatam and when you read the purports, it's very important that you recognize the principle, which is true in all circumstances of life. 2 + 2 = 4. If you take 2 oranges and add 2 oranges, you will have 4. If you take 2 cars and put an extra 2 cars there, you will also have 4 cars. The principle is 2 + 2 = 4. So what is the principle here that we can apply in all circumstances, whether we can go and stay in India or not? This principle is explained very nicely by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says, an intelligent person concludes as follows. In life there should be the nectarian topics of the Lord. And there should also in my life be persons who depend on the Lord, devotees in other words, who take shelter in these topics. And finally, there should be a sacrifice, which in this age is the Sankirtan sacrifice. The intelligent people, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, worship the Lord by chanting, and he quotes another verse from the Bhagavatam. So the principle is, wherever you are, have regular Krishna Katha, devotee association, and the singing of the holy name in your life. That will and be very, very good. I guess most of us have minds that are non-stop active from morning till evening. Our minds are on high speed. Now, Krishna Katha stops the material flow of the mind. That means going to material subjects, shopping lists, relationships, uncertainties of the future. And it has the power, this Krishna Katha, to relieve our mind. Even the scientists have found out that most of the times our minds are engaged with negative thoughts. Negative thoughts immediately come into the long-term memory because negative thoughts are more impactful, they stay longer with us, and therefore they involve or keep us busy much longer. So bad thoughts are stronger than good thoughts. Therefore, this formula which helps us to put Krishna into our heart and mind makes a profound change. Even the scientists have found out when you dwell on positive thoughts, in other words, stay with them a little bit longer, keep them and hold them in your heart a little bit longer, then and only then these good thoughts can also go into our long-term memory and our unconscious mind, into our whole personality. So formulas like the Bhagavatam offers us, where we are engaging for a good amount of time with Krishna, are necessary. There's an old saying, a good day is a day when there is Krishna Katha, and a bad day is a day when we do not hear anything about Krishna. The devotees have also this hidden power of bringing our thoughts directly in contact with Krishna. It's therefore important that we discuss with the devotees those subjects which we cannot discuss with other people. Let us recognize the unique value of devotees in our life. They have dedicated their life to Krishna, and therefore they can talk about the path that leads to Krishna, obstacles and how to overcome them. They can give us tips on this and in this way bring Krishna into our mind. And the last item, the chanting. The name or holy name is Krishna, and when we chant the Lord's holy name, we are in contact with Krishna immediately. There is a thinker, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. I don't know if I express it with the right French accent. He said that this bringing God or Krishna into our mind will be a significant and historic moment in the life of mankind. He says, someday after we have mastered the winds, the waves, the tide, and the gravity, we shall harness for God the energies of love. Then, for the second time in the history of the world, mankind will have discovered fire. This is the gift of the Bhagavatam, to get at God's love of God, to absorb ourselves in love of God. This is the purpose of the human form of life. The Bhagavatam echoes this point again and again. For instance, in the first canto, chapter 5, where we hear, persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest. I would like to share something very personal with all of you. Each year, for 25 years now, I was going to Vrindavan to enter my own personal retreat, where I would chant more and read more. Last year was the only exception since a long, long, long time, because I could not go due to the present situation in the world. So, on that year where I want to talk with you about, I had a serious physical problem that needed to be removed by surgery eventually. The pain was so great that it was not possible for me to focus on the chanting. Always my body would say this pain, give these painful signals, pain, 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 pain. Then I discovered my greatest friend. I had taken a lot of literature with me, but I made it a point to stay with only one book, the Bhagavatam. And when I read the Bhagavatam, I discovered fire. In other words, I became so inspired, my mind went away from this absorption in pain, 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 and really absorbed and focused itself on Krishna. Afterwards, the chanting was also much, much easier and went very nicely. So, I would like to suggest now an exercise for the coming week based on this verse. The exercise is, each day take out at least 5 minutes of your time and read about Krishna, Krishna Katha. Next thing, call a devotee and discuss with the devotee things that you can only discuss with devotees, not with other people. Make it, in other words, a spiritual talk. You can even speak about things that are confidential for you. And the third exercise is improve your chanting. As we said, the holy name is identical with Radha and Krishna. So as you chant, remain aware that you are in the presence of Radha and Krishna, and keep them in your mind. This will help you to stay above the clouds. I will end with a quotation of Srila Prabhupada on this. He says, keep yourself always in the bright sunshine of Krishna consciousness. When you go by plane above the clouds, you will find simply sunshine, no darkness. In the same way, material existence will disappear. You will be above it without being affected. That is the process.